Monday, September 23rd. I think Chloe and Zoe have totally lost their minds. First of all, they practically freaked out when Mrs. Peach announced she was taking 6 of her most hardworking and committed LSAs on a 5-day field trip to the New York City Public Library to participate in National Library Week. From what I understand, it's like a big Mardi Gras celebration for people obsessed with libraries. Mrs. Peach is already making plans, even though it's in April, which is still a whole 7 months away. But when Mrs. Peach said there was going to be a meet and greet with a lot of really famous authors, like Kate Bryan, Scott Westerfield, G.J. McHale, and some guy I've never heard of, Zoe said he was Dr. Phil's son and her fave self-help guru for teens. Chloe and Zoe actually started jumping up and down and screaming their heads off. I was like, girlfriends, take a chill pill, please. I mean, I was excited, but not that excited. Now, if Mrs. Peach had announced she was taking us to New York City to have a meet and greet with, like, the Jonas Brothers, Kanye West, and Justin Timberlake, I'd have hyperventilated, fainted, and rolled around on the floor having seizures. Chloe and Zoe are really nice and sweet friends, but I have to admit that sometimes they are, like, so weird. The whole time we were shelving books, they were talking nonstop about how we needed to do something really special to convince Mrs. Peach to select the 3 of us for the trip to NYC. Well, why don't we just try to be the most hardworking and committed LSAs? I suggested. And we could start by maybe dusting off the books. It was a no-brainer to me. But Chloe and Zoe both looked at me like I was crazy. All of the other LSAs are going to be doing boring stuff like that to impress her, Chloe groaned. Yeah, we need to come up with a secret plan that will blow Mrs. Peach's mind, Zoe said excitedly. Okay. So dusting the library books was not exactly a mind-blowing idea, but it definitely would have solved my little sneezing problem. We were putting out a batch of brand new magazines when Chloe swiped a That's So Hot and buried her nose in it. Suddenly, she gasped and then shrieked. OMG, this is exactly what we should do! What, get makeovers and become teen supermodels? I asked sarcastically. No, of course not, Chloe said, rolling her eyes at me. I know. Make your face zit-proof, Zoe said, reading one of the captions printed on the magazine cover. No way, Chloe said. Not that. She was so excited, her eyes were practically bulging out of their sockets. Then she shoved the magazine in our faces and pointed. This! Me and Zoe were like, tattoos? Are you nuts? A tattoo promoting reading would be perfect. And it would show that we're serious and committed. Then Mrs. Peach will choose us for the field trip for sure, Chloe squealed. That's a wicked idea, Zoe said, staring in awe at the beautiful tattooed model in the magazine. I bet we're going to look as cool as her once we get ours. Sweet! Okay, I could deal with going on a boring field trip for National Library Week, but there was just no way I was getting a tattoo to celebrate going on a boring field trip for National Library Week. I mean, what kind of tattoo would I even get? A skull and crossbones with the words read or die? I had to think fast. I agree this is the coolest idea, you guys. But I just found out a few days ago that I'm super allergic to spray-painted hearing aids. Chloe and Zoe looked really confused. Why would anyone spray-paint a hearing aid? That's, like, so bizarre, Chloe said, shaking her head like I was really pathetic. Zoe agreed. That's why I lost it and yelled at them both. You know what I think is bizarre? Bazaar is getting a tattoo for National Library Week. But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. Well, spray paint and tattoo ink are both kind of, colorful. So I'm pretty sure I'm allergic, I said. Which is really unfair, because I was totally looking forward to getting a tattoo one day before I die. Well, if it's a medical problem, we understand, right, Zoe? Hey, why don't you help us pick out our tattoos? Chloe was trying to make me feel better. Yeah, we should ask our parents to take us to get them this weekend, Zoe said excitedly. I can hardly wait to see the look on Mrs. Peach's face when she sees our tattoos. But I already knew what her face was going to look like when she saw Chloe and Zoe. Poor Mrs. Peach.